This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Kevin Warren, yeah. George McCaskey, and Mayor Brandon Johnson had a 90-minute press conference unveiling the renderings that in a plan, a $4.6 billion plan, half of which would be publicly funded by their design or their request, and the other $2.3 billion part of an NFL loan package, $300 million and $2 billion from the McCaskies. Dan, already met with disapproval from the governor of the state of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, swiftly said he did not see a way that that made sense to him. So I don't think that was probably what the Bears had anticipated, though I'm not sure anybody should be surprised.
No, I mean, there's going to be push and pull and a tug of war all along the way. And if the Bears were surprised by resistance, then they certainly haven't had their plans together as well as they said they had. You know, the presentation was elaborate. There's no question about that. It was detailed. We got what you and I asked for yesterday, which was beautiful drawings and a nice video to say, okay, at a minimum, the visual is worth looking into more. And so now we'll figure out what the political logistics and all the dynamics below the surface are to try to even get this thing in the process of being worked out. But as we've said from the start, this is a long, long, long project. And this is like mile 1.2 of the marathon right now.
It is. And we're going to get into the Caleb Williams interview that I think will be the bulk of this podcast, because he did speak at length today in Detroit and you were there. But just a quick moment on the presentation, because we're going to give them exactly what I think they wanted by holding a press conference on Wednesday before the draft, is that we're going to give them scant attention, but we are going to give them some attention. We're not going to give it the weight it probably deserves or needs, but I do think we have to at least give our opinion. My opinion is this: it's a hard no. I don't think that you can look at in this climate in Chicago or the state of Illinois and ask for a project X or $2.3 billion in public funding at a time when the priorities dictate that the monies be spent elsewhere. I think it's money better spent in other directions, and it takes some gall, frankly, for a billionaire owner of a $6 billion operation to ask the public for $2.3 billion in this day and age. No matter how cool and slick and state of the art and impressive the renderings are or the presentation was, this is what's changed about the Bears. The Bears are much slicker at public relations. They are much smoother at delivering the message. It's still the Bears, though. And I still can't find myself believing that in this day and age, they're going to actually get this, go through with asking for that much money in public assistance. That doesn't say it's not going to happen, but if you have the loud,
you know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from the people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
If you have the loud resistance of the governor of the state of Illinois, I think it's going to be an uphill battle.
Well, to me, it's more about where that assistance would come from. And they tried to lay that out today, noting that $900 million of it would come from the ISFA, which their research and reporting told them was set up for this direct purpose of helping to build and renovate stadiums. And so they're trying to tap in to some extent for $900 million from funding that already exists. And they're trying to get their hands in that pot. Now, all the infrastructure things that will be needed from a city and state level, that's a whole different ballgame. It's a whole different ballpark that they've got to play in and figure out a way to make that make sense to the people that it needs to make sense to. But I'll push back on you a little bit in saying, like, like, I had this conversation with a colleague recently where I struggle, and I'm not saying you fall into this category, but people that have followed this team forever who have said our quarterback play stinks and our team president isn't good enough. And then they go and get what appear to be obvious upgrades at both of those positions. And people are kind of turned off by personality quirks when you're like, well, wait a minute, haven't we been talking about for years that this is a bottom line results business? And if these two guys in these two roles can get much better results than we've experienced for 25 years, then you'll live with some of the personality quirks. I'm not saying that's what you're saying here, but I just felt like that presentation today was something that we would have never had.
Oh, I agree with
the leadership
with that.
Of Ted Phillips. And so it feels they're trying to play in a different realm here. And I think we have asked them to play in a different realm.
But there's one thing about asking them to play in a different realm and being impressed by the presentation, which I was, and I think that Kevin Warren clearly is a skilled communicator. The fact that they have lobbyists already employed to be at Springfield to sell this message to people who matter illustrates just how prepared they are for this moment and how good of a job he has done in the year that he's been the team president. This resistance has very little to do with the style with which it was presented. The substance, though, I do think merits a closer examination, and I have a bigger problem with that than I do anything else, is that, yeah, the ISFA funds, that is, you can rationalize, you can justify, you can present that in a way that makes it seem like, oh, okay, not so bad. But there's still, that's $900 million, and there's still the other part of it that comes from $1.4 billion in infrastructure improvements that come from the city or the state or public funds. And yeah. And while I hope it doesn't come across as a criticism to how slick it was, it just was clearly a departure from the way the Bears usually operate, and probably definitely an improvement. But my resistance has nothing to do with style and everything to do with substance.
Well, listen, like, there's going to be issues wherever they choose to build the stadium. If they chose to pivot back to Arlington Heights, you're going to need some level of help from certain realms to help you get done what you need to get done. There's going to be infrastructure improvements needed in Arlington Heights. All of those things are part of taking on a stadium project like this. And so, look, like, again, it's a tug of war, and I don't think the Bears ever presumed that this was going to be their final presentation on the matter. But they think that this was the time to capitalize to try to get some momentum while this spring legislative session is going on in Springfield and see if they can gather any sort of interest and curiosity to push this thing forward. If they do, it'd be really nice to know where this team will be playing the season opener in 2028 or 2029 or whenever that first shovel goes in the ground, wherever it may be.
Yeah, I'll make a better point and better argument at another time. I'm kind of distracted by the whole thing. I mean, come on, it's a draft. It's draft week.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it?
Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.